For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Ontario International Airport began 2021 with a double-digit gain in cargo volume, but the pandemic continues to take a toll on passenger numbers at the airport. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Airport officials say e-commerce in Southern California continues to boost cargo shipments. According to a press release from the airport, commercial freight volume in January totaled more than 70,000 tons, a 15.6% increase compared to January 2020. Meanwhile, passenger volume is 66% less than January 2020. However, the airport expressed some optimism for higher passenger traffic in 2021, as it's announced plans to restart or initiate new flights to 9 U.S. destinations by May. There will also be a new service to El Salvador starting this summer. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
A Moreno Valley nonprofit received a $120,000 grant from the Oakland-based Public Health Institute. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more on how the group will use the money to address COVID-19 disparities in San Bernardino County.
The Family Service Association will be rolling out an outreach plan in early March to target vulnerable groups like seniors, essential workers, people living in poverty, communities of color, and immigrants around behavioral changes to prevent disease spread and encourage vaccine adoption. COO Stephanie Gonzalez says their staff has become a familiar face to people who have come to rely on their services during the pandemic.
So we're really in tune with what their needs are, and so we're able to release information that we know can be more likely to be understood by the community.
And with 67 years of working in the community, Gonzalez says they have built trusted relationships with marginalized communities who often struggle with a mistrust in government. While county officials are working to address pandemic disparities, there is a growing call to use community partners as part of the solution. One area of focus will be the technological barriers many seniors face while trying to access vaccine information that mostly exists online. The team will use some in-person work, flyers, and a staff of case managers to walk people through their questions. Gonzalez says they are also seeking partnerships with organizations that serve cities throughout San Bernardino County to expand the reach of these new efforts. To learn more about partnering with them, visit kvcrnews.org. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
State Senator Melissa Melendez, a Republican from Lake Elsinore, introduced two bills Tuesday aimed at protecting Californians against cancel culture discrimination. Senate Bill 238, called the Diversity of Thought Act, would change state law by adding political affiliation as a protected class under California's anti-discrimination laws. Another bill, SB 249, would amend the education code to prohibit bullying, discrimination, and harassment in schools based on political affiliations. In a press release, Melendez's office described the bill package as supportive of Californians' right to open dialogue and diversity of thought. Melendez represents the 28th Senate District in Riverside County. Governor Gavin Newsom says some areas of the state could soon begin easing safety restrictions as new coronavirus cases decline. Most counties are now in the purple tier, where the virus is considered widespread. But Newsom says that could change as early as next week if the state's pandemic picture continues to improve. He says 3.5% of COVID-19 tests are coming back positive, down from over 11% last month.
So if the trend lines continue, then I think indeed that is the case. We'll see counties move not just from purple to red, but more and more red to orange.
But Newsom warned that could change if more highly contagious strains of the virus begin to surface. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.